Well, thank you to the FOSDEM organizers for allowing me to speak to you today. I'm going to start out just giving a general overview of what CADQuery is for anybody who's not familiar. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about the new sketch feature, which we're excited about. And then I'll get into the bulk of this presentation, which is the CADQuery ecosystem or projects that have grown up around or are built on top of CADQuery. The core team is made up of Dave, who's CADQuery's creator, Adam, who I would consider to be the lead developer during this CADQuery version 2 era. There's Marcus, who's the newest addition. We're very excited to have Marcus on board. And then there's me, Jeremy, who's giving the presentation. And of course, no open source project is going to go very far without a community, and we have a great community of creators and contributors, and I'm going to highlight several projects from that broader community today. So CADQuery is Python-based. It's a Python module for building parametric 3D CAD models and boundary representation, and typically how it works is you create a 2D sketch, and then you apply a 3D operation to it, like an extrude, to create a 3D object. So the code you see here is pretty typical of CADQuery. You define your parameters at top that drive the rest of the design, things like height, width, thickness. And then the result equals, you see you establish a work plane to put your geometry on. You're creating a 2D rectangle, a 2D circle, and then you're extruding those into 3D. As far as capabilities of CADQuery, there are a lot of capabilities. I'll kind of go through some of them very quickly here. There are 2D primitives, like you just saw, like rectangle and circle, but there are also things like splines and parametric curves. There are 3D primitives, like boxes, spheres, wedges, cylinders, things like that. CADQuery does have CSG or Boolean operations, but doesn't rely on them nearly as heavily as a CAD package that uses functional representation does. So you get things like cut and union. CADQuery makes very heavy use of selectors. So instead of selecting a specific face, you tell CADQuery that I always want the face that's the maximum face in the direction of the z-axis away from the origin. And CADQuery will keep track of that and always select that face. CADQuery also has the 3D operations that it makes heavy use of, like extrude, revolve, loft, fillet chamfer, things like that. CADQuery can import and export several file formats so that you can get your files mostly out to be manufactured, things like STL export for 3D printing, DXF export for laser cutters and things like that. CADQuery does have assemblies with constraints, so you can position the 3D parts in space relative to each other. You can also apply colors to those 3D parts, and you can export them to STEP, and CADQuery will maintain the color and the orientation and the location of them. The newest feature, as I mentioned, is the sketching feature. There are 2D constraints for placing things like lines and arcs relative to each other, and of course DXF export for sketches. Current state of CADQuery. CADQuery